Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, Fizz, the motivational rock star.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guest, Megan Neal. I am Mark Legere, and now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Well, I had the pleasure of meeting Fizz a while back, actually at Berkeley Hall School. There's a big Berkeley Hall School connection here today between both our guest and our musical guest. And so in any event, so got to meet Fizz, as did Mark and Dorothy, and we then got to talking, Fizz and I, on the phone a week or so later. And you know, we were talking about his book, Ignite the Rockstar Within, How to Achieve Anything with Music Visioning. And it's funny because I said to him at one point, so when you're going to be on the show, are you going to give some tips? And he says, you know, Filippo, it's really simple, actually. And I just busted out laughing because all the hard stuff really is very simple. And it's really cool because I'm so connected with that. I pretty much have built a whole life coaching boot camp around who are you? Who are you? I sound like Robert De Niro on Hoo-Ha. Is it Hoo-Ha or Ooh-Ha? Or I get them mixed up. But I've been like almost, not exactly, but almost the whole boot camp is built around who are you? And so that came from being at parties my whole life and having people say, oh, what do you do? What do you do? And I realized that we look at each other, ourselves, as a what? You know, oh, I'm an exec, or I'm a this, or I'm a that. That's what I am. But very rarely do people say who we are when they're talking at a party. So I, a while back, started this thing where I'd go up to people and say, so what do you find interesting? And they were like, what? You mean like, what do I do? I'm like, where do you get what do I do from what do you find interesting? Or what do you do on your spare time? You mean like, what do I do? No. Like, what do you do on your spare time? Or what do you like to do? Or what brings you joy? Or what Mark's favorite thing is, what is actually you say? What is your
love?
Yeah, what is your love? That's harder than what I
like that
said.
A lot,
that's
actually. Like, what is your love?
What is your love? Yeah.
That's got a nice ring to it.
And so people say, what? What? I'm like, no, who are you? Really, it's really quite simple. Who are you? So in the boot camp, it's not the very first thing we start off with, but when you get there, people are like, well, wait a minute. I don't get it. Like, what do you mean? What do you mean? It's like, wow, what do you mean? So a simple question, and yet if we're able to answer it, it goes really deep. So today, we're going to talk about a simple concept, or a few of them, with our guest, Fizz. And let's see how deep we can go. All here on the Life Changes Show when we come back right after this.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sharon Stone, and Alex Gray on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Or you can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back, and I'm ready to go deep. What about you, Mark?
I'm still reflecting on what you said. Have you really gone to parties your whole life?
No, actually. Well, yes. I mean, birthday parties when I was a kid, I guess.
Birthday parties.
But technically, they didn't ask me, what do you do? But
they, or I'm sure who you are.
Definitely not. They probably asked me, who are you? Who are you? Who invited you?
That's a whole nother show.
Thank you for bringing me back to that.
You're welcome. Okay. That'll take the boot camp to the next level.
Boy, I'm lucky I've done the work. Otherwise, this whole show will have fallen apart right now. No one ever invited me to a birthday party. No, I haven't gone to parties. I still don't go to parties. Is there anything else you want to ask?
No, not for now.
Okay. Oh, man, you almost had me in tears there, but for a good reason. That's like, I got a good laugh out of that. Okay. Well, I think we're ready to go. Say, I'm ready to go deeper. I guess that's pretty deep. Actually, that's pretty deep for me. Our musical guest is going to be Megan Neal, and she's here with her band, and they're rearing to go, and I can't wait to hear them. And our guest, this is interesting because they're a rock band, and he's Mr. Rockstar himself. He's Mr. Ignite, the rock star within. Actually, he's been voted America's number one motivational rock star. He's a professional singer, songwriter, and his music's been on the Billboard charts. And he's also an author, a speaker, an entrepreneur of many companies, and we're happy to have him here. Welcome, Fizz.
Thank you. Great to be here.
It's great to have you.
You can't say that name without smiling.
Fizz. Well, actually, how do you say it?
Yeah, just like that. Fizz. Fizz.
Yeah.
You smile.
I made it longer.
I literally
fizz.
Meant you can't say
I like that.
Smiling.
Yeah, well, yeah. And you have a great tone to your voice.
Like, here's Fizz. actually, where does that come from?
Well, it used to be a nickname of mine. And some people just are prone to have nicknames.
Like when you were little?
Yeah, when I was little. And I was
when you
one
used
of those
to go to
people.
Parties?
Yeah, people would call me names, have nicknames. So it was funny. I was kidding. That's why I was laughing so hard. But I had a lot of nicknames. Ant and Fizz was one of them. I wasn't using that as just my name. But some years later, I got the download. It was like, use Fizz as your name. I was like, oh, okay. Fizz Enterprises, Fizz TV, Fizz Wear Clothing. It's just like, I'm very open to receiving.
Did it come in that way?
Yeah.
Use Fizz.
Yeah.
It was my voice, right? Like
I'm
this.
Very psychic. Use I'm Fizz. Very in tune and very aware. So I'm able to receive messages, as we all are, but most people aren't really open to that on deeper levels. So... I had received that. Yeah, use Fizz. That's going to be the universal name to use for my mission, which has always been clear to me from the very start.
Well, let's start with that. What has been clear to you from the very start?
It's been clear to me to come into this lifetime to bring peace, love, music to the world and to help the spiritual awakening that's taken place.
Mm-hmm.
And to do that through the many different ways I do that. Music being one of the main ways to do that.
Now, you used to actually, or maybe you still do, work with a ton of rock bands, right?
Yeah, I've had the honor of playing with some of rock's greatest musicians. And my last band, I had Dion Estes playing bass for me, who played for Marvin Gaye. And then he went on to play for Wham. He learned from James Jamerson, who was the greatest bass player that ever lived. For those of you out there that know James Jamerson, he was the bassist of Motown, played on most of the Motown stuff.
Yeah.
So my journey has been really, I've got to play with a lot of incredible musicians, a few different lineups, a few different bands. But most of my performances have been solo acoustic, but I've done both.
We're actually in California now, for those who are just tuning in and don't know us. But Fizz, you're from?
Originally from New York.
Yeah.
I was born in Queens. Queens Hospital, which is no longer there. It blew up after I was born. God wanted to make sure there was no record.
Wait,
his mission is too important. We must annihilate all the records.
Did your birth certificate go with it?
Believe it or not.
So you can't be president.
Would you believe it? I actually ordered my birth certificate, and it doesn't have the exact time that I was born, which I would like to know. Yeah.
And your mother doesn't know?
She doesn't know the exact time.
Oh. Okay. That kind of fits with Fizz.
Just
it fizzed away. Okay, so all right, so
kind of like Damien, but the opposite.
Ba-dum-bum. So what? So were you musical from the beginning? Like you knew that you wanted to do music, or you were musical?
I've always known. I want to say one of the first early memories I've had in regards to music is sitting in the back of my mom's car as a little boy, 3-4 years old, and listening to Chuck Berry on the radio and knowing that music is my life.
And your instrument was always guitar?
Actually, my first instrument was organ.
Wow.
Yeah, we used to back in the
70s. With the pedals? Or?
Well, this one, the one I had in my room, didn't have the pedals.
Oh, right.
But I played the ones with the pedals, and I love the ones with the pedals, but mine was a real simple one. It was...
One in your room had the pipes and everything?
It didn't have the pipes. Oh, okay. But you remember in the 70s, like, they were all over the place, those organs. They were just like that one-layer organ. had the buttons on the left side. Uh-huh. And I used to play that organ for hours and hours, and I had this great book that had, like, the hits of the 70s, like, The Animals, 60s and the 70s, House of the Rising Sun, and... If by Bread. And so I used to play those songs over and over. And then I would go off into my own little world and I would write and I would create right from the start. So I always was creating, and always before I learned the technical aspects of music, I taught myself first, which is something that I teach people. There's a beauty to not knowing what you're doing. It depends what style of music you're training to be. I mean, if you're training to be classical musician, it's obviously very helpful to, right from the start, train that way. But if you're going to be a singer-songwriter, it's really beneficial, like the way I learned, where I taught myself. But then I learned theory, and I learned, because when you learn that way, you're not restricted to theory and all these things. You're not really put in this box. Like, I'm able to be a lot more free with the way I write because I learn that way, because I taught myself. I don't play by the rules. It's very common for me when I go in the studio, like my last CD, amazing people. I had Bob Stander, Grammy Award-winning producer. And I remember recording that CD with him, and he'd be like, you can't really do that chord. It's not correct. And it was. And it's just like, it's kind of like that. I have a very unique style, very unique way that I play from being self-taught.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I have some friends that believe in that very same theory. Now, I wasn't self-taught in music, mm-hmm. so I can't speak to that. So for all I know, I'm in a box and don't even know it.
That's true. You are.
I am.
I can help
Boy,
you get out of that
the
box.
The two of you today.
I can pull you out of the box if you want.
Really? And actually...
That's one of the reasons why I'm here, to help humanity get out of the box. Help them think out of the box. Most people are what the Toltec calls, like, they got the parasite. They're born into belief systems. They believe that they're white and they're black and they're Christian and they're Jewish and they're their faith, and they believe this story.
That's the what. That's what we were talking about. Yeah. You mean, what am I?
Yeah.
No, we want to know who.
Yeah. Right. So most people are operating on that level, but not for long. Mm. See, not for long, because it's part of the awakening, and it's important for humanity to wake up in order for us to continue to exist and to get connected more to the heart, heart-centered cultures, really community-centered, unity-minded consciousness, not me against you. It's we're together.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. And so with that purpose in mind, you help mm-hmm. people get clear on their soul purpose. So mm-hmm. when we come back, love to hear more about, because I haven't had a chance to read the book, but I'd love to hear more about how you help people do that. And also want to give everybody your website, which is actually really easy. This is cool. It's Fizz, the number 4, and the word ever, as in fizzforever.com. Very cool. fizzforever.com. We've got Mr. fizzforever.com right here in the studio, and we'll be back with him in a little later on. Megan Neal, all on the Life Changes Show right after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back, and the conversation continues with Mark and I and our guest, Fizz, who's here in the studio at Studio NoHo. And I'm sitting here looking at his book, which I also have at home, and I'm, and his CD, which I also have, and I actually have had a chance to listen to. Fizz, I got to ask you, actually, some of the songs on here, were they actually written for people, or these are all you?
Most of those are me. I do have a company called Signature Songs by Fizz where I do write specifically for companies, speakers, entrepreneurs.
Right.
And that leads to the question that you were asking where how I help people with their soul purpose. I was realizing after I wrote that book and I came to California from New York, part of my approach was to do things that no one's ever done with music and join forces with info marketers and entrepreneurs and do very cool, unique events, which I've done. I was the music director for an event called Imagination IQ. So that book helped me lead to these different people and events. I got thrown off course a little bit.
Well, and actually,
the fixing of the mic threw me off, believe it or not.
Life changes.
It does.
Mic changes.
My mind just changed in the middle of that, me explaining that.
See
what
this?
Was I talking? No. So what I was saying is I was studying a lot of these info marketers and these entrepreneurs, and a lot of them are big into the branding. And they're like, "What's your signature brand?" And I thought, wow, these people should have their signature song, right? Because like everyone's life is a song. What's your song title?
Kind of like Frank Sinatra had My Way or something?
Well, yeah, but like Tony Robbins, he does that event. There's like Laurel Langmire. She has a song called Live Out Loud. James Malinchuk, he goes by the Big Money Speaker. I wrote a song for him. He doesn't use it, but that's a whole other thing. I'm still working on that with him. But yeah, I've written a few songs for multiple people.
Cool.
Yeah.
And so how you work, like you don't say, "Hey, this is your song." You actually work
We write the song together. So I interview you, whoever you are, and it's your words and who you are, and that goes into the song. But it helps, like, it depends what your intention is for the song. I had a client, like, she has a company called the Academy of Awakening, and it's about meditation. She does affirmations. So I interviewed her, and she's writing about the youth and blah, 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 and every word you say, and be cautious. And so I would write down her words and then put into a song format, and then she has her song. You want to hear a little sample of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got, like, I actually wrote it on the 12 string and had the cable way up.
Now, can we say who this is, whose song this is, or you know?
Yeah, this lady, Sue McDonald.
Okay. Hi, Sue. This is your song.
She has this company called the Academy of Awakening.
Cool.
The awakening is calling. It's there for you to see. Every single moment, just be all that you can be. Trust your intuition, watch every word you say. The leaders of tomorrow, in the youth today, the Academy of Awakening. Sue will take you in, she will guide you. Affirmations, meditations, the Academy of Awakening. Something like that. It goes into this whole thing.
And I'm remembering now that at first I said we were long time ago we were talking about a jingle, and you said no, yeah. It's not a jingle.
Yeah,
it's a fully developed song.
Yeah, it's deeper than that because it's your song. You're not a product. You might be selling something, but you know, in the case of somebody being a coach or whatever it is they do, but you're a part of that.
It's more akin to their essence, their
frequency.
It's
your soul brand.
Yeah.
It's your soul brand. Mm-hmm. So it's not Oscar Mayer Wiener. So yeah, it's your being and who you are, and that goes into the song, and therefore, because I'm a legit singer songwriter, and I'm really coming from that place as a singer-songwriter and not writing jingles, it comes out that way. It comes out real deep and powerful.
You know, I'm sorry you said that because that's got me thinking, like, did they really have a singing I Wish I Were an Oscar Mayer Wiener?
Not that there's anything wrong with that. Now, and I didn't mean to, like...
I wish I were... I mean, why would I wish
you
to...
know, this is the wrong conversation to have with all the DNA testing news that came out today.
Really?
So let's move on.
No, I want to say, though, I do have a lot of respect for jingle writers. I really do. I mean, that's an art in itself.
Yeah.
It's just that this is different, what I'm doing.
Yeah. This is different. And I saw you put your guitar away, and I'm thinking I was hoping to hear another.
You want to hear one of my songs?
Okay. Now, this is what you wrote as your story song, or just one of the songs from the CD?
This is like, what did you say is the name of your boot camp again?
Life Coaching Boot Camp.
No, you said, what's the title of it?
Oh, it is the Life Coaching Boot Camp, but I was saying, who are you?
Okay, so who are you?
Okay.
So this is my who are you.
Oh, okay.
This is who am I. Life, what you're seeing, and realize it's a fictional dream. Stand back when you know that it's true. All the things you do when it comes into you, there's no time for your false expectations. Realize there's a new revelation. We're here and you know we're divine. Stand up, cause you know that it's time. Lift me up. I won't let you down. Yeah, we got one more chance. Well, you know we can make it. Realize something inside you is praying for all of the people around. We're saying now. This movement of love, it's beginning to take root from the seeds that were planted by people we knew once before. who came here just to open the door. So good, cause you know we're believing. One world, well, you know we can see it. Stand up, you know that it's true. All the things we're doing are calling to you. Just lift me up, and I won't let you down. We got one more chance, well, you know we can make it. Realize something inside you is praying for all of the people around. We're saying now, I know where love can go. Cause now I see what we can be. So good now. One world, I can see it. It's a short version.
Wow. So that's your, this is who I am.
That's who I am.
Let me sing you a song.
I lost my headset. I got carried away.
I have to tell you, though, while you were talking and the mic started falling and we started, you know, Brent came in to fix it, you lost your train of thought. But not when you were singing. Your headset fell off your head. You were like jamming away and it fell off your head. But you didn't lose your train of, you didn't lose the train.
No, I didn't.
So
yeah, I'm in my element.
The power, they're in your element in the music.
Right. That's who I am.
Interesting.
Speaking of being in the element, your lyric, it's cool. I understand the your bridge in terms of the rock star marketing that you do. It's not common for positive lyrics to be written and to be musically conveyed without, it's not common for them to not be hokey.
Right.
You know, there's so many people, especially when you start even mentioning the word spiritual, which you did, and that's what you convey. So that's what I appreciate what you do. There's a lot of people in the spiritual world that, you know, tend to kind of go a little bit too far out there, or you kind of lose some of that edge or some of that just real melodic, you know, feel to be able to convey a positive message. You know, people always seem to connect with the tragedy and the sad songs, and that's where they get their emotion. And so to be able to do that, to convey a positive message, the positive messages that you do in a cool package, you know, a cool musical vibe. That's awesome.
Thank you very, very much.
Yeah.
That means a lot. That means a lot to me.
As Mark's saying that, I was thinking, there's a singer who hasn't put out a record in years, and she finally put out a record, and it's a lot like the first one. She's in a lot of pain. I was wondering if you couldn't help her find the happiness and help her with the writer. Who am I in a happy way?
Sure, absolutely, Ken.
Yeah, and I think you know who I'm thinking of. When we, it's supposed to be a joke, but because I don't know if it would sell for her.
No, it probably wouldn't. That's her signature. Who she is.
That's who she is.
So don't, some things you can't change.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, I believe everybody can change. And that's what you're here to do. You're a soul and you're here for the expansion of your soul and that awareness and to be open to that and to receive all that life has to offer, and nothing stays the same, right? Everything's always changing.
So let's just put that out there. You're going to meet with her and you're going to write her the happy hit song of her life. And the interesting thing is that if we talk to her, whether that's who she is or not, she probably says, well, that's what sells. And a lot of people say that about angry shows that are out there and a lot of shows.
I'm here to change all of that.
Killing each other and
I'm not joking.
More power to you. I get that. I mean, I'm listening to your song saying, listen to what he's saying.
I've come to change a lot of things here.
Well, you got a lot of work to do.
I do. And I've been planting the seeds and it's like, you know, I feel like lately, I feel like I'm in the dugout right now and I'm literally getting ready to step on the world stage. All these things that I've been doing in this life, in this lifetime, since I was a little boy, I've been positioning myself to do that, to bring the piece of music to the world, to the masses. And it's
well, that's like part of the reason we created a show about change.
Yeah. Life changes, huh? What do you think of that title?
I think it's completely accurate. Yeah.
And for the better. You've already stepped out on the world stage.
Yeah.
Here you are.
Yeah. That's right.
And here he
Thank
is.
Thank you
Fizz.
For that.
Now, want to share with people how they can get the book, how they can get the CD, and how they connect with you.
Yeah.
And then I'll just say it now. Fizzforever.com is where the book and the CD are. Fizz, the number 4, and then ever.com. And then you could write Fizz at info@signaturesongsbyfizz. Fizz is just F-I-Z. SignatureSongsByFizz.com, and you can talk about how you too could have your brand song or your Who Am I or This Is Who I Am song.
Right.
And when we come back, you have dedicated, so you say you have a lot to work on, and that right now you feel you're in the dugout just getting ready, right?
Yeah.
And so persistence obviously is so much key that you have dedicated a whole chapter in your book to the art of persistence. So when we come back, I'd like to talk a little bit about persistence, because that is key indeed. We're talking with Fizz, our guest. And when we come back after Fizz, we're going to have Megan Neal and her band sing a couple songs for us from her collection. This is quite a musical show. We'll be right back all on the Life Changes show after this.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@LifeChangesNetwork.com.
That was great.
We are back. That was great indeed. And we are talking with Fizz, the voted America's number one motivational rock star. And I'm going to be quoting directly from his book right now, which you can get at fizzforever.com.
Amazon.
Or Amazon.
Yeah, if they go on Amazon and they put Ignite the Rock Star Within and then put my name Fizz, F-I-Z, they'll find it.
Okay. They'll find it for you. That's nice of them.
Yeah.
Those Amazon people.
They're wishing they called it AmazonForever.com.
Right. Yeah. Great name.
And then
So you've dedicated a whole chapter to the art of persistence. And you have a couple quotes here that I just have to read from some people that are very lauded. Benjamin Franklin said, "Energy and persistence conquer all things." Napoleon Hill said, "Persistence is the character of a man as carbon is to steel." And then finally, Calvin Coolidge said, "Nothing in this world can take the place of persistence. Talent will not. Mm-hmm. Nothing is more common than unsuccessful men with talent. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost a proverb. Education will not. The world is full of educated derelicts. Persistence and determination alone are omnipotent."
Yeah.
Talk to us about that.
Yeah, it's just true. And what helps with being persistent is having a clear idea of who you are and what your goal is.
Uh-huh.
And being emotionally invested in that. See, when I was a little boy, I used to do this music visioning, which is what I teach in the book. And I had a ritual that I would do, and I would usually put on a Beatles album, close my eyes, and picture myself being a rock star. And the visions were so powerful, but usually in those visions, we were helping children. I was helping children, helping the world become a better place. And those visions were so powerful, I would come out of those visions crying. So I've always been clear on what my sole purpose is. I'm like, that's what I'm here to do globally throughout the world. So having that goal and having that clear vision has helped me achieve a lot of these other goals along that path.
So that wasn't the Keith Richards rock star vision.
No, no, very different. I mean, the Beatles really influenced me in what George Harrison did with Concert for Bangladesh. And I mean, they really changed the world on levels that I don't think most people really realize. There are some people that do, but it's deeper. And I want to say that they planted seeds that are still sprouting. And when John Lennon was singing Imagine No Religions, No Countries, there are a lot of people that couldn't even fathom that idea. And when George Harrison was writing My Sweet Lord and people thought he was singing about Jesus, he was actually singing about Krishna, that also helped open up the spiritual portals. So they did very important things that helped the spiritual movement that's taken place. And I've always connected with that as a way for me to also bring peace and music throughout the world.
And nothing against Keith Richards. I was right. Just,
of course
just
not. But a lot of people have a certain definition, and I wanted to bring that up because they have a certain definition of what a rock star is.
Yeah, and I think that's a great thing
and
that you did.
And you're waking up the rock star within each, and I think it really needs to, you know, you're going to kind of look at that from an empowering angle.
I really appreciate that you mentioned that because a lot of people do. They have this whole idea that it's sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and like Keith Richards is the ultimate rock star, and he's, you know, he's survived all these years of heroin. Well, to me, nobody was cooler than George Harrison. He was going to India and meditating and changing the world with his music. I mean, the Beatles were the coolest. And so, in my opinion, I mean, the Stones are cool too, but the Beatles went deep spiritually. And I'm here for the spiritual journey. That's my mission in this lifetime. I'm a rock and roll prophet. I'm here to create global change.
A rock and roll prophet.
Yeah, I'm a rock and roll prophet.
I like that.
I am. I'm here to reveal, to help open people's hearts and minds, to help people think out of the box. And most people are just living this very regimented way, you know, born into the system that they're born into, believing. It's kind of like the Matrix. It's like they bought into the Matrix.
And by the way, judging by the way your energy has shifted and you're now sitting straight up in your chair, I would say that is your love.
Yes.
Rock and roll prophet.
Well, you said you were doing this visualization as a child. Only as a child, you didn't know you were visualizing. You didn't know you were doing an exercise. You were just in the zone.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
Listening to the song. Okay. So now you teach it for the people who didn't have that kind of thing as children.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah, because a lot of people grow up, they never allow themselves to use their imagination in the play, and they think that that's goofy. And it's not. And that's why Einstein, one of the most smartest mans of all time, said imagination's more important than knowledge. But a lot of people are programmed into thinking, being punished, oh, don't do that, that's silly and that's stupid. And right? So a lot of people grow up in that kind of environment. But you're here. You're a creative being, and you're supposed to push the boundaries and expand your heart and your mind and your imagination. And I want to say, my next book is going to be called Physisms, the Spiritual and Not So Spiritual Quotes of Phys to Help Expand the Mind of Humans. And so one of them is, one of the greatest sins that people make is they don't dream big enough. Mm-hmm. They don't dream big enough. They put limitations.
I think you should call it physics.
Ooh.
I like that too. I like that. That's good. You're good, Mark.
He is good.
You're good, man.
He is good.
Yeah, I need you. I need to put you on the Fizz team.
I'm here. I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
Really cool. And you work with children too, real quickly before we.
Yeah, I've done quite a lot of things. The news, Channel 12 News back in New York, heard about my work with the physically challenged children. I've done a lot of performances for them. And because I've always associated music with the healing. So I've done a lot of work performing for the children. I've been doing some heart song workshops with a partner of mine, Carrie LeBlanc. She's a great singer-songwriter. And we just performed last weekend at Agape Spiritual Center. For those of you out there that don't know, that's Reverend Michael Beckwith, who was one of the stars of the movie The Secret, which if you're listening to this and you've never seen the movie The Secret, rent the movie The Secret. Go to your library and get The Secret.
Wait, did I just learn that you have a song in there or you wrote a song about it or something? Or yes, no? you have any connection to the
secret?
It's a secret.
Not in the secret, but I did perform a song and Bob Proctor sang it with me, and Bob Proctor is one of the stars from the secret.
Okay.
So if you go on my website and you click on Fizz TV, you'll see a video of me with Bob Proctor.
Okay, he's
a Fizz fan. He was singing. He made me sing a couple of my originals more than once. So he was thoroughly enjoying it.
Very cool. Yeah. Very cool. Yeah. Yep. We've met him. Fizzforever.com and then info@signaturesongsbyfizz.com. And of course, if you forget that, it's all there at lifechangesnetwork.com or lifechangesshow.com. You could go to our website and find Fizz, and you'll be happy you did. Well, thank you so much. I got to hear a couple of the songs on the CD. I look forward to hearing more, and we look forward to seeing more of you.
Thank you.
And seeing how else we could play.
Yeah, let's talk about that tour.
Yeah, the Ignite tour.
Yeah, and taking physics on the road.
Yeah.
I thought of one, but I don't know if it works. I'm not as good as Mark with this.
Yeah, okay. Let yourself go.
Physically unchallenged. Think about it. All right. I'll leave you with that. Fizz, it was a pleasure having you.
Stick to your day job.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark. Yeah. And fizzforever.com. And I like that too, actually, whoever came up with that. We'll be back with our musical guests, Megan Neal and her band, all on the Life Changes show right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Gary Zukav, and Kyle Cease, on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and at Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back, and now Megan Neal and her band have joined us in the studio, and actually they've been the whole time, but not right here. Mm-hmm. Oh, whatever. Hi, Megan.
Hi.
Singer, songwriter. Well, I mean, people can't see, so it doesn't matter, but what?
Yes, and you're one. You hate to leave out the detail.
I just true. Okay, so we've got her in here, and actually the rest of the band is in a whole other room. We've got Kareem.
We can't see each other.
Kareem is on what? What is he on?
Kareem is on bass.
On bass. And we've got Lamar on drums.
Yep.
Right? Very
yes.
Cool. Are they going to be singing too, or like background vocals, or you're on?
No.
You're it?
It's just me.
Good for you.
I'm a diva.
Yeah. All right. So singer, songwriter, and diva, which is a good thing, actually, Megan Neal.
I think so.
Yeah. Well, good for you.
Thank you.
You know, I know you were listening to the show, and you know, it came to me that singer-songwriters, we write about ourselves all the time.
Yeah.
But the rest of the world, they have...
Yeah.
They don't do that.
That's interesting. Yeah. They don't have that outlet.
Have you been doing writing all your life or singing all your life?
Yeah, pretty much.
Which is not long. You're very young. But
yes. Thank you for clarifying that.
You're a young diva.
Yes. And yeah, I would say, you know, once I reached the age of writing in your diary, I basically just wrote songs.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Love it.
It was definitely a really good outlet. And I would wish that for anyone. It's too bad.
Were you using it as an outlet to like write things that you were happy about or write things that you were sad about? I just got to ask you.
Oh, man. I think, yeah, probably things I was not happy about. Yeah, I think it's a learning curve to be able to write songs that are happy.
Really?
Yeah.
For you? Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like you have to get
that's
over
part
your...
part of what I was saying with Fizz.
To me, it's...
I think we're conditioned, right? And that's why you call it an outlet.
Right.
You don't really want to outlet your happiness if you're happy, right? It's you want to make more happiness. But
Yeah, but I think it's an interesting challenge to be creative with things that are just happy.
A lot of people have said that, whether it's the acting or like comedy is harder than drama. Why? So like Fizz said, I think we're all here to change that. And actually, the songs you're singing today, they're kind of happy-ish.
Yeah. I think that was when I started challenging myself.
To be happy?
Yeah.
Maybe that's the name of your next record is Happy-ish.
Happy-ish. Yeah. That would work. Yeah.
So, very cool. All right. I know you sing all around. Are you going to be singing anywhere locally soon that we can come check you out?
I wish I had a plug.
Darn.
I know.
Okay.
But stay tuned.
Okay, yes, actually, so...
MeganNeil.com.
We'll be happy to share it.
Can you spell that? How do you spell it?
It's Megan, M-E-G-A-N, and then Neil is N-E-A-L-E.
.com. Yep, MeganNeil.com, and it's on her website as well, as her YouTube channel is, and her Facebook channel as well. But you can find them both with just putting in Megan Neil.
Yeah.
They don't have to put the diva part, right?
No.
But they should.
That's a secret that I'm okay. telling you now. Yeah.
All right. So what are we going to hear first?
So this first song is called Lighthouse.
Lighthouse.
Yes.
And Lighthouse, I'm getting a visual. What's it about?
What's it about? It's about two people who are very different and who learn how to accept each other's differences and...
Ooh.
Yeah.
Not hitting the rocks, evidently.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, cool. Here's Megan Neil and her band singing Lighthouse on the Life Changes Show.
Different as a lighthouse and a boat. You're so steadfast on your island, while I inherently float. But you are tired of the sea, and I am who you shine for. So keep shining for me. For me. Hey, 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 hey. So I get to where I'm going. On the currents of my wishes, and I just can't help but try it. All of those other fishes, but you are who I pine for when I'm tired of the sea. Keep shining for me, for me. Hey, 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 hey. Though you keep up high night and day, keeping me
together like love and devotion. Yet I rock the boat just a little bit, and you cast me to the ocean. But you are who I pine for when I'm tired on the sea, and who you shine for, yeah. So keep shining. Keep shining for me, hey, hey, hey.
Right. Woo!
Wow,
the song was great, and then that smile at the end, like, yeah, we nailed it. Good for you, Megan Neal. MeganNeal.com. You don't have a CD yet, right?
I don't.
Okay.
That's the next step.
Yes. Well, we wish that on you sooner than later. We might have had a take just now.
I know, yeah.
That was,
I kind of like the way the recording of that is.
It's
it's real raw, and
you're
that kind of vocalist that could pull that off.
Yeah, well, thank you.
There's no auto-tune going on here. It's like you're the real deal.
And
thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And thank you. That's real fun.
Yeah, yeah.
And I love the imagery. You're who I pine for, and you, I am who you shine for. It's brilliant poetry.
Thank you.
So the whole, you and the whole band, is you all do this together?
Yeah, yeah.
You write the songs?
Yeah. It started out just me, and then I started playing with Kareem, and then we most recently enlisted Lamar.
Enlisted sound.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, very cool. I know they can hear my voice, so good job, guys.
Yeah. You sound great.
Very awesome. Nice. Okay, so we get the pleasure of hearing another song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Look at her, the way she stands. She's like, yeah, I got you another song. Look at her.
Yeah. I'll play all night.
And this one is, well, and I have to say, actually, of all the videos I watched of you, you have this stage personality, like,
yes.
You own it.
Oh. Yeah, I put that on.
You put that on?
Yeah, well, you know.
No.
It takes a wig or two.
And actually, yeah, you're doing wigs and you're doing, what's up with all that?
I don't know, I think it makes it more fun for us, or for me.
You figured you didn't need you didn't need a wig to in the studio today.
This is a wig.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. No, I'm sort of regretting not wearing the wig.
No, you're fine. You're more than fine, actually. Thank but you, yes, next time. Yeah. Next time, definitely the wig.
Yeah, next time, definitely.
Maybe I'll wear a wig, too.
Okay, that would help.
Great. Okay, so, all right, we're going to hear what?
This song is called Wild.
Wild. Okay, yes. And now I'm getting an image of that too, but tell me, fix my image.
Okay, so Wild.
Maybe my image is right.
Well, it's kind of about someone who isn't very wild.
Oh.
But who
is wild inside?
Yeah, and maybe wants to come out of their shell and you know,
and wear a wig.
And exactly. Exactly. This is about someone who finally wears their wig.
On the outside.
Proverbial
yeah,
wig.
On exactly. Yeah.
Megan, you're delightful.
Thank you. So are you.
I have to tell you that.
Well, thank you so much. Okay.
Seriously,
thank you.
This is great. It's great to have
you
here.
I hope someone tells Kareem that.
Kareem, just did. Megan is delightful. I think I hear him laughing. All right. Here's Megan Neal with Wild on the Life Changes Show.
I keep my distance close at hand. So hard to reach sometimes that no one can. Been called reserved, I'd say I am. But I'm wild about you. May not know it to look at me. But I'm so hung up I can hardly see, yeah. Maybe I'm crazy, you just maybe, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm wild about you. You are in light, you are the bright. Baby, would you come through? 'Cause I'm wild about you. I'm wild about you. So I may stay with restraint. My composure is still contained, but nothing ventures.
captured, nothing gained. Oh, this is my cue. Oh, I am long overdue. I'm wild about you. I'm wild about you. I'm wild. I'm wild. I'm wild. Yeah, I'm about you. The moment that you turned and you. I'm wild about you.
Yeah.
There's that smile. I'm wild about Meg Neal.
Thank you.
When you said you're the cutest boy in the room, I'm thinking, well, let's see. There's Mark and there's Fizz and there's me.
It's a debate. Thinking,
which
one's
she talking about? Because Kareem and Lamar are not in the room,
that's
technically.
True. That's true.
Wow. Well, you don't need a wig. Your music speaks for itself.
Thank you.
And you flash that smile, and that's all you need.
And speaking of shining, I want to give a shout out to your father, Mal Neal, in the Berkeley Hall, friend of ours, which is how I, through that community, got in touch with you. And he's here with us.
Yeah, he is.
In spirit, I can feel.
He's feeling his 15 minutes of fame right here. Yeah.
Well, may he have a more 15 minutes of fame, and of course through you.
Yeah.
And you and the band and your songs and all of that. MeganNeal.com. I'm going to spell that. I'm going to spell that again.
Do it.
It's M E G. Give me an M. No.
Yeah.
M E G A N N E A L E .com. And then, of course, all our information's up at lifechangesshow.com. So you can also find her on Facebook and YouTube and probably, Twitter and Instagram? And
absolutely. If I can remember my passwords, get on those.
Okay. You know what? If you send us the links, we'll put them up on our page and then people can connect with you as well. All right.
Excellent.
Again, I said it before. I'll say it again. You're delightful and it was a delight having you.
Thank you. It was a delight to be here.
Thank you. And your band as well. And I too want to give a shout out and to a very well-deserved shout out.
You're on a wall.
I'm on a wall. To our studio engineer, Brent Hahn, who makes us all sound so great.
Thank you, Brent.
I love the fact that somebody actually said there's no way that could be live.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Live it is. Actually, you know what? I videotaped it, and so I'm going to give it to you. And if you choose to put it up, then people will see it, but only if you like it.
As long as I look good.
I videotaped it on my phone for you. Oh, you look awesome.
Okay.
Told you, you don't need a wig.
Okay. We'll see.
All right. So with that, we are just delighted and sad that we've come to an end of another great show.
That's because you got everybody's names right tonight.
I did. Inside joke and bad one, by the way. I want to say thank you to our engineer at BBS Radio, Doug Newsom. And, of course, Brent Hahn here at Studio NoHo. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Donahue, and our co-producer, Mark Lejeur. I am Filippo Voltaggio, thanking both Meghan Neal and Fizz for being here, and thanking you all, and reminding you all that as your life changes, as ours just did again, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.